This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, June 14th. Well, the grain market continues its roller coaster ways on Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also had a pullback today. It seemed that the uptick in the U.S. production really put some pressure on the futures. It started to send it lower, double digits, almost 20 cents at one point. The markets tried to come back and then slipped back down again. And it gave back basically all the gains that we had yesterday. The spring wheat is really starting very, very well. The weather is good, so that's also one more thing added onto the pile, and that's what we're pushing those prices down. On the other side, the winter wheat is in full harvest right now, so we don't exactly have the numbers, but we're going to be getting those soon. Perhaps those kind of numbers might help to give us the shot in the arm that we're looking for.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 18 at 517.5. July corn was down 1.5 at 376. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 618. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 14.5, ranging from 664 to 689. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 8, ranging from 719.5 to 734.5. Live cattle for June were down 60 cents at 108.02.5. August feeder cattle were down 15 cents to 145.62.5. And June class 3 milk was unchanged at 1540. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.